Welcome home, Daddy. Thank you for coming home when I texted you. I know I made you leave work early, but I needed you. I couldn't think of anything else to do. Thinking is hard for me. Yeah, I needed my daddy right now. I had a rough day. My head still hurts. Oh? Sit down on your lap? Of course, Daddy. Anything you say. Yeah, I love it when you hug me. Can you hold me like this for a little while? Thank you. I feel a lot better when I'm in your arms. Oh yeah, what happened today? I was already starting to forget it. Your arms feel so warm and relaxing wrapped around me. And it's like all the thoughts just empty out of my head when I don't concentrate really hard. Don't worry, I can still tell you what happened. I was at the store, right? I know I don't go out a whole lot because I always get lost, but this was an emergency. I was making your dinner for you when you get home, like I always do. But I ran out of the sauce that you really like. Yeah, the stuff that's too hot always burns my tongue. I prefer your cum. But I know you really like that sauce, so I wanted to get some more for your dinner. So I got that credit card that you gave me, the one for emergencies where you're not there. Because Daddy's dinner not being perfect is an emergency. And I took an Uber to the store because I didn't remember where it was. So I was at the store, right? And I was looking for Daddy's favorite sauce. But the store is really big. There's a lot of aisles. I got lost. So I saw a woman who worked there, and I asked her where I could find your sauce. But when she started asking me all these questions I didn't know the answer to, like what its name was, like, lady, I am just a dumb bimbo. My daddy's the one who knows all these things. What do you want from me? But she kept asking me all these questions, and I was trying to think really hard. But you know I'm not good at that, Daddy. And my head started to hurt, like, a lot. I was getting really confused. And then when I couldn't answer any of her questions, she got really mean. She called me all these names, like dumb and useless. I started to cry right there in the middle of the aisle. It was awful. I was lost and confused, and she was so mean, and I didn't know what to do, Daddy. You weren't there. You were the one who knows what to do. Yes, Daddy, I know that I'm your dumb little brainless bimbo. I like it when you call me that. I like being Daddy's bimbo. I don't like it when other people call me that. Only Daddy gets to. Please say it, Daddy. Please tell me that I'm your good, empty-headed bimbo. That I'm your cute, brainless cum-dump. That I make you happy. Thank you. It makes me feel good when you say it. It makes me feel bad when other people say it. But Daddy? Was she right? Not about the dumb part. I know I'm dumb. But am I useless? I thought I was doing a good job for you. I make all your meals just the way you like them. And I make myself look really pretty for you every day. And I make you come and empty your balls whenever you want. You don't even have to ask. You just give me that look and I'm on my knees. It's like I'm your trained pet. Except probably dumber. But sometimes I wonder if you'd be happier with a smarter girl. You know, someone who can think for herself. I've been thinking that ever since I got back from the store, and it makes me really sad. And it makes my head hurt. I don't usually do that much thinking in a week. Do I make you happy, Daddy? Okay, I know I can trust you, Daddy. You know everything. You're the only reason I can get through life, and you've never steered me wrong before. You know, people don't give stupid bimbos like me enough credit. Life is hard when you don't have any thoughts. If I didn't have an amazing daddy like you, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know anything. Daddy, could you do that thing I like? No, not the thing with your cock. The thing with your hand. Will you rub it along my hair? Yeah, it makes my head feel better. I'm not used to having any thoughts in my head. So sometimes when a bunch of them get in there and get all jumbled up, I get really confused and my head starts to hurt. It always calms me down when you pat my head. It's like you brush all the thoughts away so I can go back to being your happy, empty-headed bimbo. Only thing that should ever be in my head is your cock when you're fucking my face with it. No thoughts allowed. Thank you, Daddy, for getting rid of the bad thoughts. For getting rid of all the thoughts. You can always make me feel better. I'm already forgetting why I was sad. You're the best, Daddy. Do you know what would make me feel even better, Daddy? Well, yes, your cock, but we can do that in a little bit. Follow me. It'd be seeing you enjoy the perfect dinner I made. Ta-da! Yep, it even has the sauce. I managed to find it without that lady's help. Who's useless now, huh? I even tried it to make sure it was the right one. Look, my tongue's burnt. I hope I can still taste your yummy cum. What did you say, Daddy? You're proud of me? Oh, Daddy, you're making me blush. Thank you for loving this empty-headed little bimbo, Daddy. I am so lucky to have you. Okay, now that you have your dinner, let me just get under the table so I can have mine. Unzip this and... Oh, I forgot about the button. It's still not coming undone. Daddy! Oh, these pants have a clasp too. Oh, they're so complicated. There it is. My favorite food. Everything better. When it enters my mouth, it's like my head gets emptier and my whole world is brighter. Anything I'd like to do more after a bad day than slurp on Daddy's delicious cock. Although maybe that's just because thinking is really hard. Delicious dick for a dumb ditzy diva down in the dumps. Oh, I think I just used every word I know that starts with D in one sentence. How's your dinner, Daddy? Did your bimbo do a good job? Bimbo's job is to keep her head empty and her daddy's belly full. I did? Oh, yay! That makes me so happy, Daddy. I'm glad you like it. I really like my meal. So delicious. And I think I'm about to get some sauce in my hand. My favorite food. Thank you for feeding me, Daddy. I feel so much better after sucking your cock. Daddy, when you're done with dinner, I think we could cuddle for a little bit. I want to be in your arms again. And maybe feel your cock rub against my big, bouncy bimbo booty. Thank you, Daddy. You're the best daddy a dumb girl like me could ask for. I love you.